Time now for the Gump File, though. Let's do this, shall we? Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. Just lost two people out there. That's all I know. Police in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, said a robber paid $1 for a pack of gum when the store clerks explained they couldn't open the register without a purchase. Now that is brilliance. Police said the unidentified robber pointed a gun at an employee of a Family Dollar store, ordered a second clerk to open the register. When the clerks explained they could not open the register unless purchase was made, the robber took a dollar from his pocket and paid for the pack of gum. Short-lived victory, though. Police said the man fled with the money from the register, including his dollar. He got that back. Incident was recorded by security cameras. The man is still on the run, but well, that's good thinking. Sorry, bub. Can't rob us unless you buy some gum or something like that. Well, is that a meth lab in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see us? Got a million of them. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, arrested a man Monday. Apparently had a working meth lab in his pocket. You got to be kidding me. Must have been some deep pockets. Officers spotted the suspicious character walking down the street. When they approached him, they discovered a 1-liter soda bottle in his pocket cooking the drug. Firefighters responded to the scene, dismantled the bottle, effectively defusing a potentially explosive situation. Talk about burning a hole in one's pocket. Why? I mean, oh boy. I guess I just don't get that whole meth thing. Blowing yourself up like that. Finally, she must have been totally wired from their fight. Oh, that's a good one too. Wait, you'll get it in a minute. Got a million of them. A woman in Illinois was arrested Sunday after allegedly ripping out the underwire of her bra and using it to scratch up her boyfriend's car. That's using your noggin. Tanika McCool, her live-in boyfriend, told police that they had gotten into a heated argument right before McCool etched a 6-inch scratch in his red cadillac. That's bad berries. Yeah, when he tried to stop her, she tore his shirt and hit him repeatedly. Cops said the 29-year-old McCool appeared intoxicated. No. Now she has no support from her boyfriend or her undergarment. Got a million of them. She had to go to jail for a while, then they released her. No word. I'm just going to leave that one alone. How about that? Terry's Wrecker on the way. There's your Gump File for a Wednesday, June 18th, KORD.